Welcome to Daily Mindfulness Practice. Take a few big breaths with an exaggerated out-breath as we relax and come into our body. Sit up straight, push the top of the head to the ceiling. Let's get in a position where we can really open our lungs and maximize the ease which we're taking our breath. Big deep breaths. Now let's let the breathing come to its natural state. Effortless breathing. Let's pay close attention to our breath. Tracking our breath in and out. Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. Identify where in the breath cycle you notice the breath the strongest. So find that spot and then let's pay attention there and notice the breath there as it comes in and out. If you find yourself getting wrapped up in a thought, gently and non-judgmentally note the thought and come back to the breath. Now let's expand our attention. Let's have a dual attention, first on the breath, and then also expand your attention to the sounds in the room. Notice the temperature of the air on your skin. Notice how tight your clothes feel. Notice the thoughts, feelings, emotions, body sensations. Coming back to focus on the breath if you find yourself getting too wrapped up in the thought. Now let's do a quick body scan. Start with our head going down to our forehead, face muscles, noticing any aches or pains or tension, pressure. And when we do, let's take a moment to breathe compassion and nurture to that part of the body that's feeling it, maybe as if we're breathing from our heart to that body. Checking in now with our neck, shoulders, out to our arms, our hands. Notice our chest, belly. Notice our back. Feel the pressure of our back against the chair and the seat of our chair. Going down, check in with our hips, down to our legs, feel our thighs, to our knees and calves and shins, feet, maybe wiggle the toes. Take a moment to really feel like we're inhabiting the body in a deep way. Notice if this has a relaxing effect on the nervous system. Notice the grounding we feel with our feet to the floor. We feel connected to the earth. Imagine that connection we make with our feet to the floor goes out and connects us to all other living people, and animals and living things, trees and plants. Take a moment to feel that connection with others. Notice in the body how that feels to acknowledge we are part of this common human suffering and also common human resilience and compassion. Say the words, may you be free of suffering. May you be at peace. May you have joy and love and meaning in your life. Now let's take a moment to check in with each of our parts. Let's first connect to our wise self. Let's cultivate that perspective of curiosity, compassion, calm, confidence, creativity, clarity, courage, connectedness. Let's bring those qualities of that self-energy with us as we meet and welcome all of our parts today. Let's check in with our inner child. See how he's doing, welcoming him, sending nurture and compassion. Maybe a silent, I love you, or welcome, dear one. Check in with our manager parts, the parts that are really striving for recovery, helping us reach our goals. Welcome them. Check in with our inner critic. Welcome him. A lot of space for him. If we notice any of our parts feeling especially activated or upset, let's make a note and promise to come back and work with that part later. Let's check in with our part that's used sexually acting out behavior in the past. Make sure he knows he's welcome. We put limits on these parts and we don't let them act out, but we let them know they're welcome. We don't want to push them away. Lots of space inside for everyone. Check in with any parts that are feeling afraid, worried, bored, angry, skeptical, frustrated. All parts are welcome. Breathe compassion and nurturing to each part and a message, thank you, I love you. Now let's check in with our ideal parents. Let's really visualize them and see their smiling faces. Feel their unconditional love and support. Maybe get a hug or feel arm around the shoulder. Feeling the love and concern they have for us and notice in the body how that feels. Maybe a softening to have that support, those resources with us. Now let's do a short exercise called urge surfing. Bring to mind a time you felt triggered with a sexual temptation. We're going to imagine the sexual urge as a wave. Typically, we run from waves for fear they will drown us. Instead, we're going to pick up a surfboard and ride the wave. We don't want to try to push away the sexual urge. We're going to welcome it and notice it. Ride the wave. As I'm surfing the wave, I'm noticing how the urge feels in my body. I'm noticing it with a curious mindset. Where do I feel it in the body? What does it feel like? Is it getting stronger? Is it getting weaker? Am I attaching any thoughts to the sexual urge? Like, it's always going to be like this. Or, there's no way I can endure this. Or, might as well just act out. Most people, whether they identify with sex addiction or not, have sexual impulses they need to manage. This is a normal human experience. Imagine you are a surfer in the ocean when a wave hits. You can't fight the wave. You have no control over how strong it will be, how big or how weak, how long it will last. If you fight it, you'll fall. If you just ride it, allowing the wave to do what it wants, you'll survive. You might even enjoy it. Noticing in the present moment, I have all my needs met. I can relax. Sexual urges rarely last more than 15 minutes. Remember, if I waste time trying to push the urge away, it will last longer. If I feed the fantasy, it will last longer. The better I get at urge surfing, noticing closely and non-judgmentally what's going on in my body and my thoughts, while anchoring my attention on my breath when things get intense, the sooner the urge will go away. By acting on the sexual urge, or by expending a lot of energy trying to push it away, I trained my brain that producing the sexual urge was a smart thing. It reinforces a feedback loop. By noticing it and doing nothing, my brain registers the creation of the sexual urge as a false alarm, and it will be less likely over time to keep producing it as a way to cope with sadness, boredom, or shame. Fight the ocean and you will drown. Pick up a surfboard when the wave comes. Now let's go back to tracking our breath. Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. Breathing in, I feel content. Breathing out, I feel relaxed. Notice how enjoyable this feels to come into our body and take time to nurture ourselves. Knowing we can take a minute and do this anytime we're feeling a little dysregulated. Now let's really feel this moment deeply in the body and make a mind-body connection. Feeling content, feeling relaxed, feeling strong, feeling powerful, feeling committed, feeling compassionate to ourselves and others. Taking a few more moments, making that mind-body connection. Now counting down, you'll be awake and aware, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.